CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 637, 64 degrees. We're talking about Julene Jordan in the show yesterday. She came in, and you know some people, the old school cars, they call them rat rods?
Yeah.
Julene literally has a rat rod because it had a rat in it. At least the giant hole in the ceiling of her car, in the headliner, when you see it, you got a, man, it's huge.
We've all determined that we don't think it was trying to eat its way in. We think it was trying to eat its way out.
Now, text us 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Keyword for that would be
rat.
And then we're also getting another ton of text messages. Was it Joe that texted you about it?
Oh, yeah. Joe's message actually kind of creeped me out a little bit because he brought up a good point. He said, I just checked out the picture. I've been a master mechanic for 45 years, and that rat was inside the car and was eating its way out, and I'll promise you that that rat is dead somewhere in the headliner.
Oh, no. Do we tell Julene that or not?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know if she's up yet this morning. If she's listening right now, sorry.
Daryl thinks it's a chipmunk. He says it sounds more like the work of a chipmunk.
But she was having rat problems where she's living. So, like, we've had people calling in different neighborhoods talking about this, you know, and you were telling us about the lady in Royal Oak?
Yeah, that had it tear up her Mustang. She had a rat, like, eat her Mustang. And I mentioned, I was reading that Detroit Free Press article, and they were talking about how the wire casings aren't made from petroleum anymore. They're made out of soy, and the rats are like, oh, that's delicious. Let me go eat it.
Well, if you make them out of kale, no one would eat them. Then no one would touch them. If you want to see the hole, by the way, too, and you're on Instagram, just go to Big Jim's house, Big Jim's house, WCSX. It's right there as well. You can see this hole in there. Rat calls. Rocky, hey, what's up? Go ahead, man.
Hey, how you doing, Jim?
We're good.
That rat can get in a lot of different ways. There's, like, rubber vents in the vehicles, so you have, like, displacement when your air is on, so it has air pushing out.
Uh-huh.
And I had a lady on my route that had a brand-new Dodge pickup truck, and between the cab and the bed of the truck, there's, like, rubber flaps where the air vents, and it ate its way in between there, got between the pickup box and the cab, and chewed its way into the back seat and made its nest in the back of the baby's car seat.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Dude.
Yeah. Brand new truck.
Oh, man. Rocky. All right. Thanks for the call there. 248-398-WCSX. You going to read the text about the baby one?
Should I?
Yeah. We should let her know. The one that just came in. I'm looking at it on the screen up here.
Rats, rodents look for homes and food. Cars satisfy this in many ways. The air inlet on your AC makes an easy entry point. They can chew into anything from there and make nests. She should watch for baby rats. Oh, my gosh. No.
First sign, little tiny car seats in the back. Are you baby rats?
Yes. Can you take us to Culver's? I want a blizzard.